From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Patsy Leader, the first woman to be elected Kinderhooktown supervisor, announced April 8th she will not seek a new term in November. Leader served on the town board for 11 years and later as supervisor. Leader said in a statement, and I quote, "This was a difficult choice. It has been my absolute privilege to serve the people of the town of Kinderhook and the county of Columbia. After agonizing over this for months, I've decided not to seek re-election," end quote. Leader, 68, says she has been able to do and achieve a lot during her time in government. She intends to enjoy her life, spending time with her family, especially her grandchildren. Leader said getting into government was not something she planned to do, but she saw a need. Leader said, and I quote, "I think the people needed a voice, a bipartisan voice, and that's me. That's why I did it," end quote. Leader was a member of the Independence Party, but she is now unaffiliated. Leader said she was lucky the Republican and Conservative parties, as well as the Independence parties, all chose to support her. She said she is blessed to also be supported by many Democrats and people with no party affiliation. Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner said, and I quote, "She's such a good person," end quote. She added, and I quote, "She did caucus with the Republicans and she was the only female supervisor. I think that's important to note that she held her ground. Patsy is not one to back down and I applaud that. It's not easy being a woman in politics sometimes," end quote. Leader said she is confident the next elected supervisor will be well supported and successful. "While there is a bit of sadness to be leaving public service, I know the town will be in good hands," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. State Senator Michelle Hinchey said on April 8th that the company looking to build an underground hydroelectric power station near the Ashokan Reservoir in Ulster County will look for a new location to build a supplemental reservoir to power the operation. Hinchey was among 50 elected officials and environmental advocates who gathered at the Ashokan Center in Olive Ridge to voice opposition to the 2,800-megawatt power station proposed by Premium Energy Holdings of Walnut, California. Hinchey said Premium's president, Victor Rojas, and I quote, "has promised that because of our opposition, the three current proposals for off-site reservoirs will be rescinded and a new alternative will be presented," end quote, as part of the company's application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. However, those gathered Thursday would prefer the entire project be scrapped. Hinchey said, and I quote, "That's why we're demonstrating here today," end quote. Premier wants to create power station 200 to 300 feet below ground on one of three sites, two near State Route 28 and one on the north side of Ashokan's West Basin. Of the electricity to be generated, 800 watts would be sent into the grid via the Central Hudson Gas and Electric Substation on Hurley Avenue in the town of Ulster during 12-hour periods when demand is high. The remainder would be used to keep the power station itself functioning. The station would be powered by water from the Ashokan that first would be sent to the planned new reservoir. Premium originally was considering sites in West Shokan, Woodland Valley, and Lanesville in Greene County to create the new reservoir. There is no immediate word Thursday about a new location for the reservoir, and representatives for Premium Energy could not be reached for comment. Ashokan Reservoir is operated by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. If the city does not agree to allow the power station, Premium could seek to have the project designated as necessary by the New York Independent System Operators and then have it approved by the State Public Service Commission through eminent domain proceedings. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, April 6th, announced its 14th annual eel monitoring program has begun. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said all along the Hudson River estuary, volunteers will be donning waders and venturing into tributary streams in the coming days to participate in the department's ongoing research on migrating juvenile eels. The project was initiated by the Hudson River Estuary Program and Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve to gather data for multi-state management plans for eel conservation. Eel collection takes place at most sites daily from early April through mid-May. Since the project began, volunteers have caught, counted, and released more than 1 million juvenile eels into upstream habitats, according to a DEC press release. The glass eels will be monitored at 10 sites on the Hudson River from New York Harbor to the Capital Region, following strict COVID-19 safety protocols to prevent the community spread of the coronavirus. All sampling is conducted outdoors with masks and physical distancing required. Sago said, and I quote, "New York is home to significant habitat that is critical to the life cycle of many migratory fish species," end quote. He added, and I quote, "The Hudson River Eel Project is an excellent way to connect students and local residents with nature while gathering data that can be valuable for the future study of this species and its role in our ecosystem," end quote. Read more at dec.ny.gov. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that until 6 months ago, recycling was a year-round possibility in the town of Cairo. Now there is only one day a year when anyone can recycle in the town. Almost 6 months ago, the town of Cairo closed its recycling center, citing loads of garbage being dumped at the facility for the closure. At Cairo's April 5th town meeting, the board agreed to hold a townwide cleanup day on May 15th at the highway garage. Greene County will provide containers and charge the town to dispose the waste. No hazardous waste or household trash will be allowed, but the town promises to release a list of what is allowable and what is not before the event. Also at the town meeting, Anthony Downing of ACRA, a retired law enforcement officer with a background in security work, asked if he could help with the garbage dumping that led to stopping recycling in Cairo. Downing said he was on the board of County Estates in Greenville when they solved a similar problem with non-members using their garbage dumpsters. Town Supervisor John Coyne took his number but did not announce any plans to return recycling to Cairo. And you can read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.